Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
All set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just a quick update. Coronavirus. I've been saying it's absolutely, positively real. Not everybody agrees with my position on it. My position is unchanged. So, not Monday, but the week before, we reported 1,900 confirmed infected with the coronavirus. Actually, it was a little over 1,900, more like 1,950. Next day, Tuesday, 4,500. Next day, Wednesday. Now, this is during the broadcast. I gave out these numbers. So, Monday morning, 1,900. Tuesday morning, 4,500. Wednesday morning, 5,000. Wednesday evening, 6,000. About a week later, 24,000. 2 days later, which is today, it's less than 2 weeks, 31,000 confirmed infected. So let's get on a cruise ship. Well, wouldn't that be fun? So there's a cruise ship, a Japanese cruise ship. What a great idea. The Diamond Princess. So the guests pay the fee, hop on, and it's a great thing, except that the ship is now under quarantine and has been for a few days. And what does that mean? Does that mean you get to play fun and games and jump in the pool and play tennis or whatever you do on a cruise? You know, go to the bar, go to the show, you know, all in this floating little city. Everything's provided for you. Not exactly. You can't get off. You can't get off the ship. It's worse than that. You can't leave your room either. Now you're stuck on a cruise ship in a room. And think of it like going to a Holiday Inn, you know, small room. and you can't leave. And it looks like they're going to be there for a couple of weeks. What a great idea. Why would anybody do that? Why would anybody go to Disney? Why would people spend thousands of dollars to go to Disney to look at people impersonating animals, you know, like mice? Why would you do that? Why would you spend thousands of dollars to do that, borrow money to do it? Why would you get on a cruise? I've heard they're great. I can't imagine. I'd rather take that money and buy a used tractor or a used pickup truck. Really? Really? Because when you're all done with your cruise, you got memories and I got a tractor. So I just wanted to share that. We're talking about tires and tire pressure. Well, it's really important that you check your tire pressure. Now, in the summer, the tires are warmer, the air is warmer, and the air expands, and the tire pressure increases just because of the warmth of the environment. It's warmer in the summer than the winter. So in the winter, your tires lose pressure just because it got colder, even if you don't have a leak. They lose pressure. So you need to check them, and we check ours all the time. As a matter of fact, before I get in a vehicle, I walk around it, and I push with my thumb against the sidewall, and I see if they're all at the same resistance. And I look at the contact patch where the bottom of the tire touches the pavement or the road, and I look at how it looks compared to all the other tires. Is one of them lower? Is one of them more squatty? That means I have a leak. Now, I can check it with a tire pressure gauge, but I can do it very quickly just by walking around the car or truck. And I do. I don't get in without walking around because I don't know if there's somebody put a beer bottle, you know, in a parking lot behind my tire or a board with nails or a shopping cart. I don't know. Or if there's an animal or a child or I have no idea. So I walk around, so I do have an idea. And I look at, I look for leaks, and I look for low tire pressure. Because I might have gotten a nail just driving or a screw in my tire just going there, you know, to the supermarket or wherever I happen to be going. So I check before I go, because the best place to fix a flat is home. That's the safest place for me. And before I leave, let's say I'm at a store, a supermarket, the best place for me to fix that flat, if I have one, is there, rather than on the side of the road where I can get nicked by people who want to see how close they can get to me while I'm trying to change my tire and wheel. So check your tire pressure. Now, there's lots of ways of doing that. You can buy inexpensive tire pressure gauges, and sometimes they're called pencil gauges. Sometimes they're called stick gauges. They're the size of a slim Sharpie. You can put it in your pocket as a clip to put it in your shirt pocket. But they're lousy. They're inaccurate. And they're so inaccurate, if you buy two of them at the same place, and you check one against the other to see if what they each read, you probably find that they're several pounds off. Now, you're talking about 32 PSI, 32 pounds per square inch, typically. And that's a good starting point for many tires today. I don't use that. I mentioned that you can look at the label on the inside of the driver's door, and it'll tell you, that's usually where it is, what the tire pressure is. It'll say the front tire should be X amount of pounds per square inch, and the rear tire should be X amount, unless you have a heavy load, and then you can increase it. And it'll tell you that, too. And then what I do is I look at the tires, and I see what the tires are rated for. You might see that they're rated for 32 PSI, max, cold, or 35, or 44, or 51, or 80, or 100, depending on whether the trailer tires or truck tires or light truck tires or passenger car tires. So it says right on the sidewall. Now you might have to look on the inside of the sidewall, because sometimes they put it where you can't read it, on the inside, meaning not the surface that you can see from the outside of the car. You might have to crawl under the car to read it. But it's there. And so, for example, on my old Mercedes, my 1996 Mercedes diesel, it's just a mid-sized car. It's an E300, two-wheel drive. Pretty soon it's going to be an antique. The tires that I have on there are rated at 51 pounds per square inch. Somewhere on the door, I think it says I should put 28 and 32, something like that on there. But I know for a fact that if I am pushing a hand truck and I have the tires inflated less than maximum, it's a lot harder to push that hand truck with something heavy on it. So what I do is, if it's rated at 51 PSI or 44 maximum for that tire, I'll probably bring it up to 40, 42. And what I find is that the ride is harder, it handles better, and I get more miles per gallon. Now, here's what your government says. Your government, the Department of Energy, says that for every 1 pound of tire pressure of uninflated tires, so if your tire is supposed to be at 32 pounds per square inch and you have it at 31, just 1 pound less, you'll lose 0.4%, almost 0.5% worse fuel economy. So let's say you're... let's say you have a car that's supposed to have 32 PSI, pounds per square inch, tire inflation, and you haven't been paying attention. Now, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the, you know, other people, not you, because I know you pay attention. But let's say it had, from 32 that you normally keep in it, over time, you now have 22. You can still drive on it. I wouldn't, because the chances of a blowout are really much, much higher if your tires are uninflated, underinflated. Much higher, because the tires run hotter. Why? Because there's more rolling friction. The tire has to deflect. Every time it hits the road, it's got to squish out at the bottom. And that causes internal friction of the rubber of the tire. There's several kinds of rubber on the tire. There's like three different kinds of rubber that's in a tire. And, you know, the inside is to keep the tire from leaking. Then you have the tread, which is to keep the tire from wearing out. And then you have the carcass of the tire. So it's three kinds of rubber. And there's internal friction. Just every time that tire rotates and hits a flat spot on the bottom where it contacts the road, the tire gets warmer and warmer and warmer. So the lower the inflation, the hotter the tire gets, the greater the potential for the blowout. Exactly the opposite of what you might have thought, right? You might think overinflate and it'll blow out. Well, the reality is underinflated tires tend to blow out more than overinflated tires. So what happens if you have a 10-pound delta, meaning you've got 10 pounds less tire pressure, 22 instead of 32 PSI? How does that affect your mileage? You're down 4%, according to the government figures. Now, what I do is I don't have tires inflated to 32 on vehicles because all of my tires are typically 44 PSI max rated. And it says right on the sidewall. So what I do is I go to 40, 42, sometimes 44 pounds per square inch. And they roll smoother. And they last longer. And they're less susceptible to a blowout. However, if I hit a pothole, it's harder. The impact is greater on the tire because it deflects less. But if I have underinflated tires, I'm probably going to damage the wheel. So I run the risk, that my choice, I run the risk of inflating more than what the automobile manufacturers recommend. Because they know we all have soft butts and you like a cushy ride. I'm interested in longevity and handling and more efficiency. So what I do is I increase. And I want you to do your own research before you don't believe what I say. Because if you inflate them and you have a blowout or you damage your car or something goes wrong, don't blame me. So do your own research. But I'm just telling you what I do. And for tire pressure gauges, the most accurate ones I found are really simple. It's not the pencil gauges. I consider them just like a suggestion as to what the tire pressure really is. The dial gauges, the ones that have like a round face and a needle that moves, I believe that they are generally, not always, but generally the most accurate. What do I use here at the farm? Well, we have a 60-gallon compressor. It's an oil bath compressor. It's not one of those airless oilless compressors. I consider them substandard. Because I know that the mechanism is very similar to an engine, a gasoline engine or a diesel engine. And those are not oilless. There's no oilless car engine or truck engine. Why? Because they won't last very long. You need to have the oil in there to lubricate the cylinder, the piston rings, the bearings, everything. All those moving parts. And if you have an oil-based compressor, you know, one that uses oil in the crankcase of the compressor, I'm talking about a compressor you get, at the big box store. If you have an oil-based one, that oil actually cools the moving surfaces, removes the heat, and transfers it to the heat sink where the fan cools off the compressor pump. Well, I use a gauge and an inflator combination. It's called a Milton S-506. I'll tell you more when we come back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I mentioned that the tire pressure inflator, is an inflator gauge that I use, is made by a company called Milton, M-I-L-T-O-N. Now, I bought my Milton tire inflator S-506 model, M-I-L-T-O-N, Milton, back in the 70s. And it was about $30. Well, it's still $30, but now it's a Chicom, you know, parts made in China, assembled in the United States. Well, it's probably still the best, but even that, I would suggest that you verify that the gauge part of it is correct, because I have two of them and they read differently. So I had to get a third one, an accurate dial gauge, and I had to calibrate the Milton's. I have two of them, a newer one, and I bought it on eBay, and my older one. Keep one in the barn, one in the automotive shop. And they read differently by about 7 pounds. Now, can you imagine that? You know, one reads 30, the other reads 37 on the same tire at the same time. So I had to get a dial gauge that's really accurate, and then I calibrated them. And yes, you can. There's a way, just go to YouTube, and if you get the Milton, you can calibrate it so that it will be accurate. Kyle in Montana, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. You know, I so agree with so much of what you say. You're so very, you're like my OCD scientist friend. You're really good at it, I'll tell you. The other thing I was, the only thing I was going to throw out there, folks, is just because you can take a tire all the way to the 40 whatever pounds or whatever pressure it says on the side of the tire, sometimes what I have found is that if you do take it all the way to the top, say it calls for 41 pounds and it's a smaller car, it tends to wear the center out in a couple of them that I've had over the years faster. So Vince's idea of dropping down there a couple of pounds per PSI, a couple of PSI on your tire, I like that a lot better. The other thing to know is that if you have your tires really, really hard, like Vince says, if you hit potholes, and here in Montana, most of the roads are kind of like an afterthought. There's cracks and there's things. Well, we can't keep up with patching them all the time, and even the highways are not very good, except you get on the interstates and stuff like that. But the regular highways we come across all the time where there's cracks in the road and potholes, and especially right after winter, it's really, really bad. But it does transfer more of the shock to your ball joints, to all of the rest of the front suspension. So I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I'm just saying, like you said, do your own research. But I like the idea of having the tires very close to full, but not up to the full PSI standard that they call for, unless it's a pickup and you are carrying a really heavy load on it. If you're getting close to the maximum load of what your truck is rated for, then I think you ought to have those tires as full as possible. The other thing is if your tire is really low, like Ben said, if you hit a pothole, you can damage the rim. But what I have found more common is that when you hit that pothole, the rim pushes against the edge of the tire and the pothole, and it cuts the edge of your tire. And you can get a blowout because the least reinforced part of the entire tire is on the outside, your sidewall. Anyway.
Well said. Absolutely, I'm in total agreement. And it depends, class, it depends on the road conditions. So if you have really rough roads like we have here, we live on a dirt road, and they have a road grader that is specially designed to turn all of these sharp rocks pointy side up, you might want to change your tire pressure to accommodate that. So sometimes when they grade the road, we have to lower the tire pressure a little bit from, let's say, if it were 44 pounds max on the tire, from 42 maybe to 36. We'll be right back. Kyle, please stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been another sharp rise in the number of people diagnosed with the coronavirus on a cruise ship off Japan. the country's health minister through an interpreter. 41 people tested positive for coronavirus. We are now preparing to transport them to medical facilities in Tokyo and other prefectures.
That brings the total number of cases aboard the Diamond Princess to 61. Thousands of passengers are under a two-week quarantine. Two more planes carrying Americans are on their way to the U.S. from Wuhan, China. The number of deaths from the virus is now 636. The White House has announced that the Al-Qaeda leader Qasem al-Rimi was killed in Yemen. President Trump directed a counter-terrorism operation in Yemen that resulted in his death. There was no information about when the operation was conducted or how it was carried out. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So today it's 2 hours of tips from the unwritten or unfinished, unpublished, not for sale book that I've been writing. And Kyle's with us. And Kyle in Montana at one time was in shop management of a Chrysler Jeep dealership, if I remember correctly. And I believe that's correct. Is that right, Kyle?
That is correct. Yep.
Okay, so we're talking about tires and tire pressures, and here's something to consider. When I buy tires, I buy them way differently from most people. Most people will go to the tire store or Chinese factory outlet or wherever they happen to go, and they'll ask the guy behind the counter, what do I do? What do I buy? And so that decision really is based on price and whatever that guy recommends, the guy behind the counter. Now, he or she may be knowledgeable, but probably not as knowledgeable as you would like. And here's why. And here's what I do. Before I buy tires, before we decided that we were going to be a tire dealer. And why are we a tire dealer? Because we buy a lot of tires, and a lot of them are for our own uses. So we get better prices, and we have access to information. But I'll tell you how you can get this same information. You go to TireRack.com. And I used to buy tires from Tire Rack. And I like them. I have no problems whatsoever. They are a wonderful company. As good as it gets. TireRack.com. So I would go and I would look at the size of the tire that I have on the vehicle. And I would look up that tire and I would look at all the brands. And I would start and I would tell it to search from lowest to highest price. Lowest to highest. And then I would look at the specifications. I'd say, okay, what's the diameter? Because tires are not all the same diameter, even though they're the same size. Meaning they're supposed to be the same size. And I look at the width of the tread. And they're not all the same either. So if you get the same tire size, and you go from Bridgestone to Firestone to Kumho to whatever the Falcon, Michelin, whatever you're looking at, you'll find that they're different diameters, different tread plies, different tread designs, different physical weights. The actual tires themselves weigh different amounts. Now, to me, I'm interested in a heavier tire. Because if it's heavier, it's got more rubber in it, it's got more steel in it, it's got more polyester in it, it's got more nylon in it, it's heavier. Theoretically stronger. Generally. Not always, but generally. And if you go to the Chinese factory outlet and you look at their tires, you'll see that they've got tires that say right on the tire themselves. Sidewall, one ply. Now, one ply is one step better than no plies. No plies, that's a balloon. A balloon has no plies. I like it.
That's true, though. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So I like a minimum of two plies on the sidewall. But if you go and you look at some of these Goodyear tires, and there's an industry saying, Goodyears, yeah, they're good for a year. That's what they say about Goodyear. Now, I'm not making that up. That's an industry statement about Goodyear. They used to be okay. Now, you can find at the Chinese factory outlet, inexpensive tires, one ply. I think that's nuts. And the scary thing to me is I'm driving down the highway at, 70 miles an hour speed limit. And I'm next to people, in front of me, behind me, that have one ply tires. Now, if they're lousy at one ply when they're new, what are they like when they're, almost shot? Kyle, any comments on that?
Well, I totally agree, Vince. You try to get I have seen the same thing that you have, that if you have the heavier the tire, the better built that it is. Also, you want to look at the temperature rating, and it's been so long since I've done that, to be honest with you. Like they have, I think, A, B, and C. Sidewall.
That's right.
Yeah. And then there's a wear. There's also a wear rating, how fast it will wear.
Mm-hmm.
It's traction. Been a long time since. Yeah, right.
And traction.
Yep, traction. Oh. Exactly. Yep. And
let
you
let
will
me tell
find
the class
that
how
the traction.
Let me tell the class how that goes. So if you look on the sidewall of the tire, you'll see A 400. And what that means is the temperature of the tire is rated at A. The highest, AA would be the highest. And so if you live in Florida, where the roads get really hot, you want a tire that can withstand high temperatures. It's more blowout resistant, because it can sustain higher temperatures. Now the road, you're looking at your internal thermometer inside on the dashboard, and it says 95 degrees. Well, if it's a black road, the road's probably like 120 degrees. So that tire is contacting and absorbing heat from the road. So you want, in those instances, you want a tire that can take higher temperatures before it blows out. Next would be traction. How good is it? Is it really good, A? Is it okay, B? Is it not so good, C? Traction. And then there's the wear. 400 means it would last, it's supposed to last four times what a tire rated 100 would last. A 500 would last five times. A 720 would last 7.2 times. So that's another thing I look at. I look at temperature. I look at the tread, and I decide what the tread, what kind of tread I want. Chunky tread, worse miles per gallon. Smoother tread, quieter, but not so good in rain and snow. So I make those decisions myself as to what I like, and I try to buy the highest tread wear tires I can find. And I'm sure that's what you do, Kyle.
That's exactly true. Except, I will say this, up here it gets sometimes so cold, and I have found that I have two sets of tires on rims for each one of my cars. Two. One of them is a winter set that I only run when it's winter, and the other is a summer set that has the higher temperature rating, higher wear, higher everything. But the winter set is softer because I tend to get better traction. And when just happened to us just a couple days ago, we had just this little light snow/rainstorm come through just before the evening. And when we come home, it was just glare ice. And so I really prefer a softer tread in the wintertime because it tends to grip just a little bit better up here. So okay. Go ahead.
I agree with that. Absolutely agree. And the softer tires are more pliable and more flexible in cold temperatures. And that's why you want that more aggressive, softer tire in the winter. But in the summer, it will wear out like crazy. I mean, it will wear very quickly. And here's an interesting thing. So it will tell you the construction of the tire on the sidewall. So, for example, it will tell you how many plies, how many steel belts in the tread, how many plies in the sidewall, and what the composition is. Steel, rayon, nylon, polyester. Well, let's talk about nylon versus rayon or nylon versus polyester. Okay. You know that when you stop your car and you park it and you're done with the car for you come home from work and you leave it outside and the temperatures drop overnight, you know, in the wintertime it gets colder and colder as the night wears on. Well, that tire's got a flat spot on the bottom, that contact patch. It's flat. Now, if you have a nylon tire and it's cold the next morning, I'm talking about, you know, freezing temperatures, that tire wants to have that flat spot for a while. So as you go down the road, that tire is not going to round out. It's going to have that flat spot for a while, and it's going to thump, 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 thump down the road. So nylon tires are really, really strong, and I like them. But in the wintertime, it might take several miles of driving slowly to get that tire to start flexing again. So keep that in mind. You may think that you have a problem with your car, you know, your suspension, ball joints, bearings, hubs, tie rod ends, shock towers. You might think that you have a problem with your car, and it's really the nylon plies in the tire because they don't want to flex when they're cold. Kyle, your comments?
Yeah, I got a story on that, Vince, that's really interesting. When I, years ago, my wife and I lived in Alaska, and I was managing an auto parts store there, and we also had a tire shop and auto repair business as well. And we sold Goodyear. This is many years ago. It's back when Goodyear actually made some really excellent tires. And they made this nylon carcass tire. It was not a radial, and that's what you're going to find. If it's a radial, I've never seen a nylon carcass with a radial tire. It usually is a bias ply, they call it, which is a steel, which is not, they're really, really tough tires. But anyway, they had this tire called a Custom Extra Grip High Miler. which it was a very aggressive tread design. And a friend of mine lived way out in the bush, and he was over a mile and a half off of the road. And I mean, it was like a cow trail trying to get back into his house. I visited him a few times, him and his wife, my wife and I did. Well, he came to me and said, I don't know anything about tires, and I've got this one ton crew cab Chevy pickup. And it was an old one, 70s, heavy as it could be. And it was not a dually. It was just had four tires. And so I told him, I said, so the best thing that I can tell you is that this is the toughest tire that they say will work for your truck. And so he bought a set of them. And he come back, because in Alaska, everything is like, you know, miles and miles apart. The reason the sled dogs are so fast in Alaska is because trees are about 100 miles apart. So anyway, he came back about 3 years later. Anyway, but he came back.
I tell our Mastiff TJ, we know those are our cars. You don't have to mark them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so anyway, he came back about 3 years later and bought another set of them. Because he said he got 45,000 miles out of those tires. He said they definitely thump first thing in the morning. Even after he would drive that mile and a quarter-ish to get off this rough, rough road, even when he got to the highway, he said they were still thumped for a while till they rounded out. But he got 45,000 miles out of those tires, and he bought another set. Cause so they were really tough tires. I don't even know if Goodyear makes that anymore. But I used to run them. I had an old Chevy that had an old 67 Chevy pickup that was a 3/4 ton four wheel drive. And it had 455 gears in it, which meant that this thing had a lot of power, but it would not go very fast. And so I put a set of 916 tires on them. And I could at least get 60 miles an hour that way.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, can you stay with us? I'd like to talk about tire balancing,
yeah.
Something that a lot of people don't have enough information on. And we'll give you some more, something to think about. We'll be right back. Kyle, USA Prepares Instructor, and I will be with you shortly.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I object to doublespeak and newspeak, and I just heard it again. For over 75 years, only you can prevent wildfires. That is not true. It's absolutely not true. What was said years ago, and it wasn't Smokey Bear, it was Smokey the Bear. And it was only you can prevent forest fires, not wildfires. And the part about the exhaust pipe causing fires, yeah, but it's really because of the catalytic converter in front of the exhaust pipe that gets up to 1,500 degrees that can start the grass on fire, the dried grass. That's the truth. Now, about tire balance. It typically costs between $15 and $20 to have a tire balanced in most places in the United States. I have never, ever, not once, have I seen a tire that I thought was balanced properly. Not once. I don't care whether it came from the factory, on a trailer, or a tow dolly, or on a car, or a truck, or Sam's Club. I've never seen one that was balanced correctly. And I'm going to tell you why, and I'd love to hear Kyle's comments. So here's what it is. When I balance a tire, it takes me about 15 minutes. Why? Because I wash the wheel and I wash the tire and I get off all the road dirt. And I was so convinced that none of our tires was ever balanced properly. So convinced that I bought my own tire machine. I bought a used one, top of the line. I paid $400 for it, John Bean, which is Snap-on, and it's a commercial one, and it's brilliant. And you can balance tires lots of different ways. You can statically balance them, or you can dynamically balance them. Static balance means if the tire's not moving, is it balanced? Well, it's easy to do. It's very simple to balance statically, but that's not the case. The case is you don't care whether it's balanced or not if the car is parked. You want it to be balanced when it's moving. So there are weights on the inside of the wheel and the outside of the wheel because the tire and wheel assembly is out of balance, always out of balance, somewhere. It's either the inside, the outside, or both of the wheel. And each time you mount a tire on that same wheel, it changes. So I've never found anyone that balances correctly. So if you go to the tire shop and they spin that tire up and then they say, okay, it needs an ounce here and a half an ounce on the other side, and here's where you put it, and they put the weights on, they spin it up again to check it, you go, 0-0, that's real good, perfect. That's not necessarily the case, because they may have set it to be statically balanced instead of programming it to be dynamically balanced. You want them dynamically balanced. And there's one other thing, that our balancer, and I'm sure all the others are like this, have rounding. So you can say, I'll tell you what, if it's within a half an ounce, that's close enough. So tell me 0-0, perfectly balanced, if it's within a half an ounce of being balanced. That's not good enough for me. Kyle, your thoughts?
Well, you're correct, Vince. And in the tire company's defense, because I've managed, we had two of those, two different times in my life. If we took that much time, we'd have to charge people $40, you know, to balance a tire. So most of the time, our tire guys were trained to grab a wire brush, run a little bit, get as much of that dirt off there as you could quickly get off, you know, or mud or whatever it is, try to spin it off there, get it off. But I'm talking taking seconds, not minutes, right? And try to bust that off there. And you're correct. If you get, usually these tire machines are set about a half an ounce, is, you know, they're going to be really close. If it spins down the road and comes back to zero, then they're going to put it, they're going to make it, you know, balance correctly that as far close as the machine gives them and send you down the road in a certain amount of time. So they're trying to balance customer service with making a profit, because it is there's people that move a whole lot of tires can make money, and they make really good money. But at the same time, there is still a margin there. You know, that's it. That's the only thing I'm saying, and I'm not disagreeing with you whatsoever. I am agreeing with you, but I'm just saying, if you want perfection, invest in a tire machine and learn how to do it. But yes, if you're going to, I've never seen a tire shop ever take the kind of time that I'm sure you would, Vince.
Yeah, we literally wash the tire and wheel. And if we're going to replace a tire, we will wash the wheel with a garden hose and a brass nozzle and a brush and some soap, and we'll clean it up. And then we find when we break down the tire, we take the tire off the wheel. If it's an aluminum wheel, we find that the bead contact area has oxidized, meaning it's a rough surface and it won't seal right. Or if it's steel wheel, it's rusted. So what we do, if it's an aluminum wheel, we wire brush it, the rim, on the inside, the contact area where it meets the tire, and then we paint it with Rust-Oleum. Now, how long does that take? Huh, that takes overnight for that paint to dry.
Exactly right, yeah.
It does, yep. but it's done right, and it won't leak. But that's why tires leak. Brand new tires, they mount them, and then you find they leak because of the corroded rim. Kyle, hey, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your tips and knowledge.
Well, thank you, Vince.
There you go.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.